This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam, Joy 94.9.
You know who isn't a bad person, though?
Brian Peel.
Don't you just love Brizzy on a Wednesday morning?
Oh, love Brizzy's not a bad person. He doesn't have any bad jokes. He's very good. He's never actually once told a knock-knock joke.
Hasn't he?
No.
Maybe he's never been here on, you know, to knock on our doors.
Oh, dear. Brizzy, stop up before we kill ourselves.
Not a bad fan in my body. How are you guys?
We're well, thank you, Brizzy. Now tell me, Diana Ross, she's going to be doing a tour of the US this year. She's been wheelchairing through airport terminals and all geared up for a big upcoming gig.
Yes, she is. This one's called In the Name of Love. And it's this month, and which is going into July and also into September. Now, Diana Ross, it's quite bizarre because 70-year-old Diana, she was spotted being pushed through the LA airport in a wheelchair. Apparently, this is what she does. So she gets wheeled through an airport and then just miraculously gets up and walks through the rest of the terminal. She does this all the time, and I'm not sure why she does that. But really, it's Diana Ross. She's a diva. She can do whatever she wants.
Hold on. She gets up in the middle while she's in the wheelchair and just walks through the terminal. I think it's because the people in wheelchairs get special assistance and they get priority seating.
Well, she's not really taking a limelight off herself much, is she, really?
I was going to say, don't you get priority seating enough being Diana Ross?
Well, that's right. Well, maybe she can't see too far ahead of her with all those black curly locks in front of her. But she's, look, one of the most successful female vocalists ever. And look, with her career in the Supremes, half a century of hits, and she's actually bringing a nine-piece band with her to tour. 21st of June, big show at Madison Square in New York. Oh. So, yeah, Diana Ross band, there you go.
Now, Brizzy, I'm going to regret asking this question, but Midnight Oil frontman Garrett, he's releasing a memoir.
Yeah, he's releasing a memoir. I find that a little bit funny. But the guys, apparently the Midnight Oil band, now these are big, massive Australian icons, rock icons. They're ready to do a reunion tour, but apparently Peter Garrett's a little bit busy writing his memoir, so they're hoping that he can put his pen down and pick up a microphone instead and take that iconic band on tour. So we all know them. Beds Are Burning, Blue Sky Mine, Power and the Passion, all those big songs. The drummer, Rob Hurst, actually says that the group's pretty confident that a reunion tour will actually not be too far away. So, yeah, fingers crossed for the Oil band.
I just hope that Peter Garrett is writing his memoir on 100% recycled Australian paper.
Oh, dear.
Let us know, Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is returning to Australia for the very first time in, what is it, 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years, Bob Dylan. Yeah, Australia and New Zealand are going to see Bob this August and September. Now, wait for it. It's his 117th leg of his tour. Now, it's called the Never Ending Tour, and it's obviously called that for a reason. He's been playing all the Aussie majors. He's going to play all the Aussie major cities.
With John Farnham, because he's also never ending.
Yeah, exactly. The never-ending tour. Overwhelming demand, so he's put extra dates on. Now, the tour's been going since 1988. So, believe it, 116 shows was wrapped in Hawaii and Japan just the other night. So his 117th leg is actually going to be down here. So he's 73, he's got no signs of slowing down, and 36 studio album is out this year, which I believe is going to feature a set of Frank Sinatra covers. So he just keeps going, Bob Dylan. He's an amazing, amazing artist. He's getting a lot of media as well. So, yeah, he's probably one to keep your eye on while he comes down here.
25 years this man's been going for. He's like an Energizer bunny.
I know. Imagine that poor band, 117 leg of shows. So it's crazy, since 1988.
I was 3 when he started touring. 3. I couldn't even spell bunny. I had an Energizer bunny when I was 3. Just makes me think of Bob Dylan now.
B-U-N-N-I-E?
Why? Oh, dear. Oh, Adam's still doing his crossword. If you want to find out more information or all the latest entertainment, check out theaussieword.com. That was Brian Peel. Thanks, Brizzy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.